Lee, first game in charge today, victory, you couldn't have asked for a better start really.
Yeah, delighted, victory, 1-0 win, away from home, clean sheet, perfect result. I thought the boys were fantastic, very spirited. Of course it was difficult, blowing a gale against a side that's really in form, and we had to come and do a job, and I thought the midfield five worked their socks off. Big George up front worked very, very hard and got his rewards with a goal.
You could see that sort of uplifting tempo that you've wanted with your team. You really didn't give them an inch, did you, today?
No, and I think we needed to play like that because it was going to be important, because they have got a lot of talented players that like to have an easy game and like to have a good, comfortable game. So we had a lot of rats in there, if you like, that was stealing the ball and breaking. And I thought we had three or four really good opportunities on the break and maybe should have capitalised a little more. And then, of course, against a good side like that, your keeper has to pull you out in the last couple of minutes, and he did. So a real spirited performance from the boys, and I haven't been here long, but obviously the last couple of games they've shown that, and they've shown it again today.
Can you talk about opportunities in football? Adam Davies has taken his chance, really, and that's a third clean sheet in a week. It's quite a feat, isn't it?
Well, he's looked very good. Obviously, I was at the game on Tuesday night, and I thought he was excellent. I thought he was probably even better today. Just he looked comfortable, his kicking was good, and he pulled out a couple of saves. And I think goalkeepers have to be spiritual leaders, and today he certainly was.
When you talk sort of first half, it was difficult, wasn't it, in the conditions with the two sides. I think it probably stifled both teams as well.
Yeah, but I don't think that's particularly a bad thing. Listen, of course, it's not champagne football that we want to play, and as time goes on, we'll start taking the ball and the rotations will come into play. But I think initially you've got to stay in the game, a tough game like this. You have to play the conditions, and it's a good away win. So I think we've jumped up a few places in the table and suddenly looking rosy.
You must be pleased how the goal came about as well, because Mason Holgate slipped. I think they seemed to slip off, but your players kept the concentration and took the opportunity.
Yeah, it was a good finish. Well worked again. What we've done really well today, what I was really pleased with, is we went from a real position of strength. We recognised the triggers in the opposition, that when they played a square ball or a ball that was putting maybe their mate in trouble, we capitalised. The midfield three, Pearson was superb. Hourihan worked his proverbial socks off, and Scowen as well. And not only did they shuffle and get behind the ball, but when we won it, they broke very quickly as well. And I think Scowen could have demonstrated that with maybe a chip in the first half, because the keeper was sort of 10 yards off his line. But listen, good win. Let's not get too excited, because there's a lot more to come. But the good thing is we've seen the spirit today. And if you haven't got spirit, then you can't put into play what you want to.
You only had a couple of days, really, with the team. Have you been pleased how they've responded just in those opening few days?
Yes, I have. I've been pleased. The intensity of the training needs to go up a little bit, in my opinion. But that's a good thing, because it means if we can get it up, that the good players will become even better. I'm a big believer in training the way you play. And like I say, a couple of days, take the credit. Of course not. It's down to the players that. And everything that the recovery that they've put in from the last game, given the fact that they had 30 minutes with 10 men, and they still look like they had energy today. So we've judged it right, and we've got to judge it again now for Tuesday.
And all without a couple of big names that are still missing in Sam Winnall and Peter Ramage. How close were they to making the squad today?
Yes, very close. Sam in particular. It was important that we... If it had been at home, he'd have been in the squad. I had to take advice from the medical team. He's a big player for us, of course. And you have to take into account the journey, the pitch, the fact that he's only had sort of three or four full days training. But he's trained today, he'll train tomorrow, again in Monday, and then for sure he'll be in the squad.
And Peter Ramage?
He's a little bit further behind. We have to be careful, because it's a reoccurrence of a previous injury. So we're looking to get him back quickly. He's a good lad, I can tell that already. He wants to play, but you have to make sure that you look after the player first and foremost, and make sure that you get him for 100% for 10 games rather than maybe 30, 40, 50% for 14.
Finally, me, a word for the fans. They've sat in an uncovered stand today and in horrible conditions. They've had to endure a few months without any away victories and then two come along at once.
Well, exactly. They must have felt like they was really a part of the win, and they was. And they sang and they were vocal, and it's not easy when your team's playing in conditions like that. But I think they enjoyed themselves, and they sounded like they did, certainly at the end of the game. And I think they were very pleased with the players, and rightly so.